This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Chris Confessori, Music Director of the Brevard Symphony Orchestra, and Loretta Grella, the Vice Chairman of the Board of the Space Coast Ballet Company. And it's getting around to be the holidays, time for the Nutcracker. Loretta, tell us about this year's performance.
Well, we're very excited this year because we are collaborating with Brevard Symphony Orchestra for the first time in 15 years. We originally had done the Nutcracker, our very first and second performance with the orchestra, and too many years have gone by where we haven't used them, so we're very thrilled that they will be there with us this year.
Okay, so this is a performance of local dancers and dance company.
Yes, Space Coast Ballet Company is not a dance school. What it is, a company that auditions the community from all the dance studios in Brevard County. And we have principals that come in from the Boston Ballet this year, and we also have other professionals that come in. So 5% of the production is professionals, but 95% are community talent.
And the Nutcracker is such a holiday tradition for most people to come and see. I would imagine, well, having seen it both ways, I would think having a live orchestra is amazing.
That's the way we like to do it. I mean, you know, I've always said Tchaikovsky's score is just as much a main character in the production as Clara and the Nutcracker and the Mouse King and everything. So the music is amazing, and when it's performed live, you know, it's a greater connection for the dancers on stage with the music rather than performing to a recording. And those of us in the orchestra just love performing it. It's like, you know, Act One and Act Two are like performing two full Tchaikovsky symphonies. It's really great music that just never stops.
You've done this many times, but is there a lot of preparation that goes into preparing for this performance?
Sure. You know, we get a rehearsal recording from the ballet's artistic director with the tempos that the dancers are being prepared on. So it's up to me to sort of lock those tempos into my head so that we're ready to go and we don't have to spend too much time in rehearsal adjusting for tempos. But then I watch them too, and I can see how they're moving and adjust those tempos.
Wow. You never think about that, all that goes on behind the scenes when you see that beautiful production. So how can people get tickets to this? There's two performances, yes?
Yes, there are two performances. It's December 7th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and you can purchase tickets through the King Center box office or kingcenter.com. We have a limited number of tickets for meet and greet, which gives you premier seating, and it also gives you a chance to come backstage and meet our principal dancers and, of course, Chris, and just mingle with some of the cast. So it's a really interesting and fun time for people that want to go see the Nutcracker, maybe bring their children. And those can also be purchased at the King Center. You just ask for the meet and greet. If you'd like to learn more about Space Coast Ballet Company and our mission, you can go to www.spacecoastballetcompany.com. There's a wealth of information and pictures, and it's worth looking at.
So once again, the Nutcracker will be performed on December 7th in two performances, a matinee and an evening performance. This year's live accompaniment by the Brevard Symphony Orchestra, so it's going to be a great opportunity to kick off the holiday season and start a new tradition or continue an old tradition. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Terry.
Thank you.